This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Republicans on the House Intelligence Committee say that they have no faith in Democratic Chairman Adam Schiff, and they're demanding his resignation.
At a rare public hearing, Mike Conaway said fellow GOP members want Schiff to quit as chairman for promoting a false narrative.
Your actions, both past and present, are incompatible with your duty as chairman of this committee.
Schiff angrily listed meetings the president's inner circle held with Russians and the president's own bid to build a Trump Tower in Moscow.
There's a different word for that than collusion. And it's called compromise.
The dispute continued outside, with top House Republican Kevin McCarthy saying Schiff must go.
There's nothing that could come from this committee that can be trusted.
But Speaker Nancy Pelosi backs Schiff and says Republicans are afraid he'll find the truth.
I think they're just scaredy cats.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Army General Joseph Otell has now relinquished command of U.S. Central Command to Marine Corps General Kenneth Frank McKenzie. CENTCOM oversees military operations in the Middle East, Central and Southwest Asia, and Votel has led Central Command since March 30th of 2016. An estimated 10 million people in Afghanistan, more than a quarter of its population, are facing severe acute food insecurity, and they're in the need of urgent life-saving humanitarian assistance in the wake of recent floods and drought. That's according to an international relief agency. 3 years of drought have contributed to a massive crop failure, economic hardship, hunger and loss of life, and forced 266,000 people and more from their homes. That's according to the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies in a statement issued on Thursday. This is VOA News. New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern Thursday said that violence and extremism in all its forms is not welcome there. Speaking at a national remembrance service in Christchurch to commemorate the 50 people who died in the attack on two mosques 2 weeks earlier, Ardern called for all New Zealanders to resist the temptation to give in to anger and hate.
But with that memory comes a responsibility. A responsibility to be the place that we wish to be. A place that is diverse, that is welcoming, that is kind and compassionate. Those values represent the very best of us.
And dozens of representatives of foreign governments joined Ardern in the service, which was held in Hagley Park near the Noor Mosque, where 40 of the 50 victims were shot and killed by a suspected white supremacist on March 15th. The Venezuelan government to President Nicolas Maduro said Thursday that it has stripped opposition leader Juan Guaido of the right to hold public office for 15 years. It is a sharp escalation of the political unrest in the South American country. Comptroller General Elvis Omarosa announced the political ban against Guaido, saying that Guaido, who invoked the country's constitution in January to assume the interim president, had inconsistencies in his personal financial disclosures, and he was spending more than his income would seem to allow. Soon after the announcement, though, on state television, Guaido said that we're going to continue in the streets to protest Maduro's hold on power. Guaido, the leader of Venezuela's opposition-controlled National Assembly, is recognized by the U.S. and 50 other countries as the nation's interim president. But Maduro has clung to power amid power blackout, street demonstrations led by Guaido, widespread poverty, and frequent condemnation of his rule from world leaders. The UN Security Council Thursday unanimously passed the first ever resolution ordering members to enforce laws against terror financing. Experts believe as many as two-thirds of UN members are not adequately prosecuting those who aid terrorists in acquiring money. Thursday's resolution demands all states ensure that their domestic laws and regulations establish serious criminal offenses to collect funds or financial resources to terrorist groups or individual criminals. In Comoros, four people died Thursday in a gunfight at a military camp where the police had detained an opposition presidential candidate. VOA Swahili service reports that at least seven people were injured. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.